Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table to report on geopolitical events around the world, events that may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken's reports will include the continuing dust-up on the United States-Iranian conflict, also that Iran is determined to arm the Palestinians in the area of Judea and Samaria in Israel, with a report on the Muslim Brotherhood calling for mass action after Mohamed Morsi's death, which they call murder. And Vladimir Putin making a statement that a U.S. attack on Iran would be a catastrophe. Well, we'll bring Ken to this broadcast table in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing, for the purpose of reporting on all of those issues. I want to remind you that I have a prophecy bookstore at my website. My website, prophecytoday.com, and there you can go to the Prophecy Bookstore. We have DVDs, 5-hour audio series on CDs, and a number of books that will assist you in your study of Bible prophecy. In addition to the Prophecy Bookstore, you have many other services on my website. Use it as a go-to location to get the latest information and the teaching tools to help you understand Bible prophecy. By the way, one of those great 5-hour audio series is entitled Alignment of the Nations, and it will help to explain my conversation with Ken Timmerman today, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Again, go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore for your study material. Well, we're going to Ken Timmerman, and before we went on the air, he was telling me some of his experiences today. He has a little piece of property there in southern France. He's got an olive orchard on his property, and he has an electric fence. Earlier today, he was out. He slipped and fell against the electric fence, burned himself, had to have some stitches in the arm. Are you doing okay, Ken?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Jimmy, but, you know, those guardian angels that I've got, and I'm convinced by now I need a pair of them to take care of me. They're watching over me the whole time. If I'd fallen just a half an inch away, it would have severed my main artery in my elbow. But I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Well, I don't think you should be laughing about that. I know it's probably better to laugh than cry, but that sounds like a little bit of a serious incident. Be careful, buddy. We need you to give us the reports on the geopolitical activities around this world. In fact, let's get to that right now. President Trump, after the drone shootdown by Iran, President said that Iran had made a very big mistake. Later in the day, he called for an airstrike on Iran, and then 10 minutes before it was to take place, he called it off. Is this indecision or just wisdom as it relates to this attack on Iran?
Well, I liked his initial comment when he said that Iran had probably made a mistake in shooting down the drone, a Global Hawk reconnaissance drone that was flying at about 10 miles above the earth over the Strait of Hormuz. And he was asked by a reporter, what's going to happen? And he said, you'll find out. That was his initial answer, and that's a very good answer to give. The back and forth on specific details of what we're going to do and not going to do is not such a good thing. I don't know how much of this was leaked. I don't know how much of it actually came from the president. But leaving the Iranians in ambiguity on how and when we will strike them back for their aggression, I think, is a good thing. Remember, last week I had made the comment to our listeners and to you, Jimmy, that the Iranians are a little bit like an adolescent who is testing daddy's reaction. How far can I go? How far can I push him before he's going to respond? And every week it seems the Iranians go a little bit further in their aggression against U.S. allies and even against U.S. assets. This time, I think it was a bit too far, and I think the president made it clear that the Iranians will pay a price for this, whether it's an airstrike now or an airstrike later, they'll find out.
Let me just remind everybody that we taped this broadcast and it's on the air right now. We may have had something happen while we're on the air. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, to keep up with all of that news. We can only report what we are knowing at that particular time. Ken, Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, says that any U.S. attack on Iran would be a catastrophe. Now, do you believe that, and does that fit in to the eschatology for the Iranian people who say that when a catastrophe takes place that they have sponsored, the Mahdi, the Islamic Messiah, will come forth? What are your thoughts?
Well, interestingly, I think Putin is trying to deter the United States. He does not share their eschatology, that's for sure, and he would like to avoid, I think, a further entanglement that could lead to a U.S.-Russia confrontation in the Middle East. Putin doesn't want that, way too costly, and he doesn't see the benefit from it at this point. But this is really Putin trying to ward off what he sees as a catastrophe for Russia, not for Iran. I think that's what he's really addressing here, because the Russians have become so deeply allied to Iran that they could be drawn into this final battle by Iranian missteps, either attacking Israel or attacking the United States, as they do with the drones. So I think what Putin is actually doing is saying, hold off here, guys. We don't want any of your end-of-times battle here.
That is the case, but what motivates those Iranian people is indeed their eschatology. Well, let's switch to the state of Israel. There is word coming out from Israel that Iran is determined to go into the West Bank, the area of Judea and Samaria, the middle part of the state of Israel, and arm the Palestinian factions in there. Just another effort by Iran to sponsor terrorism around the world, isn't it?
Well, it is, and the Iranians have never managed to supply weapons to the West Bank Palestinians. They have always sent weapons into Gaza and been very successful at it. They've done it by sea. They have smuggled them in across the Suez Canal and across the Sinai Peninsula. But they've never managed to do it into the West Bank, because both Jordan and Israel are very carefully monitoring those borders and have stopped all of the attempts that Iran has made in the past to bring weapons into the West Bank. So what they are doing today, the latest reports that we're hearing this week, is that they are encouraging, by paying money to local Palestinian armed factions, not the Palestinian Authority, but other terrorist factions in the West Bank, they're paying them money so they can manufacture weapons locally, and they will then take credit for having supplied weapons to those Palestinian groups in the West Bank. It's not exactly the same thing as sending weapons across the border, but it's a pretty good second.
It is indeed a very good second, and Israel is much concerned about this money coming into those Palestinian factions there in the area of Judea and Samaria. There's going to be a very important meeting in Jerusalem this week, the trilateral meeting between Russia, the United States, and Israel, and the Kremlin saying this is a key meeting, very important. They're going to be discussing the situation in Syria and other Middle Eastern problems. It is probably a key meeting, isn't it?
It sure is, Jimmy. This is a epic-setting meeting. There has never been a meeting between the national security advisors of Russia, the United States, and Israel. It's never happened before, and the first one is going to happen in Jerusalem, in Israel. It's really quite astonishing, and it shows how both the United States and Russia take the situation in Syria and the confrontation with Iran seriously, and they understand Israel's key role in that. They're elevating Israel, not, I wouldn't say to equal party status, because that's not the case, but Israel is on the ground, and that's the important thing. So you have Nikolai Petrushev, who's the Russian equivalent of Ambassador John Bolton, our national security advisor. He will be coming to Jerusalem for talks, both with Netanyahu one-on-one, but then, very importantly, with John Bolton and Meir Ben-Shabbat, who is the Israeli National Security Advisor. They're going to talk about Iran, they're going to talk about Syria, and I think they're going to be trying to find ways to deconflict the type of incident that you just saw over the Persian Gulf. But this is a monumental meeting, Something like this has never happened before, so I think it would be well worth everybody's while to monitor this next week, early next week, when it takes place.
And earlier this week, Ken, in a courtroom in Cairo, Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood leader at the time when he was the president of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi, died. And now the Muslim Brotherhood claiming that was a murder. They're calling for a mass action against the nation of Egypt. Boy, this could be very dangerous, could it not?
Well, it could, Jimmy, but excuse me for taking it a little bit more lightly for an instant. Morsi has had a great sense of timing. I mean, who else could have died right in the courtroom when he was being accused of murder? So he gets to turn his actual death into an accusation against his accusers. But you're right, there will be a response. There could be demonstrations on the street. The Muslim Brotherhood's going to be upset. The Muslim Brotherhood's best ally, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey, was the first one to lament Morsi's passing. But frankly, there's a graveyard of people like Morsi just outside of Cairo, and he will be finding his brothers there very shortly, and it's a good place for him to spend the rest of eternity.
And the fact is that the Muslim Brotherhood has tentacles in many nations in the Middle East. They're a major player. Some have even called the Muslim Brotherhood the granddaddy of all terrorist organizations. We'll stay on top of this story with Ken Timmerman as well. Ken, thank you so very much. Appreciate it. Please be careful when you're there working on your property and don't fall into any more electrical fences. Will you do me that favor?
There's always something else. You never know, Jimmy, but thank the Lord for my guardian angels.
Absolutely, and I thank them for my guardian angels. By the way, that is Matthew chapter 18. Look it up if you don't believe in guardian angels. Thank you, Ken. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it, Jimmy. Thanks so much. God bless.
Very important report from Ken Timmerman as he looked at geopolitical activities around the world, basically setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And by the way, Ken Timmerman's report actually explains why Iran wants to incite a war between the United States and Iran. As Vladimir Putin said, an attack by the United States on Iran would be a catastrophe. That's exactly what the Iranians want to happen. The Iranian eschatology states that an Iranian-provoked catastrophe will bring to power the Mahdi, the Islamic Messiah. That would lead to the Mahdi going to Jerusalem to set up an Islamic caliphate, a worldwide Islamic kingdom. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18 through chapter 39, verse 6 says that the opposite will happen, that Iran will not come to power, but the war that is talked about there in Ezekiel would destroy the entire Islamic world. And my friend, that's God's eschatology. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I want to remind you that I have a prophecy bookstore, my website, prophecytoday.com, and there you can go to the prophecy bookstore. We have DVDs, 5-hour audio series on CDs, and a number of books that will assist you in your study of Bible prophecy. In addition to the prophecy bookstore, you have many other services on my website. Use it as a go-to location to get the latest information and the teaching tools to help you understand Bible prophecy. By the way, one of those great 5-hour audio series is entitled Alignment of the Nations, and it will help to explain my conversation with Ken Timmerman today, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Again, go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore for your study materials. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.